This is old Blois, and I want to, if I can, I want to finish up that story that I was telling you the other day about when I got stepped on by the calf. And there ain't much more to the story, but it was kind of funny what happened, and it was real interesting, you know, the way the kids pitched in and helped. See, when I got stepped on by that calf, well, see, it broke one of my feet and bruised the other one, and I was in real bad shape. But all the community, you know, come down to help me, and, you know, Flossie Butts, she helped me with my house, you know, keeping the house clean and stuff, and the people in the neighborhood, they come down to help me take care of the cows. But the surprising part of it to me was that the kids from school come down here, all the high school kids. See, they heard about it, and they come down to help me. And that really made me feel good that, you know, kids would be that thoughtful, you know, because a lot of people think kids is selfish, but these kids wasn't selfish. They come down to help me. And so it was kind of funny, some of the stuff that happened down here. The girls and boys come down here, and most of the girls come in the house, and they was helping, you know, clean the house and wash the dishes and stuff like that. And the boys, you know, went out to the barn. Well, see, I wasn't in no shape to do it, but I had to go out and kind of supervise them a little bit because, you know, they wanted to help. But if you're running a dairy farm and you are selling milk to people, they've got strict rules about how you have to take care of the milk so you make sure it ain't contaminated. And so what I done is I had to tell them what to do and make sure they done it. And I was on them crutches, and what they would do is they would fix me up a place where I could sit, and then I could kind of tell them how to do, so they would do everything according to the rules. And so they done real good. They milked the cows, and I had to show some of them how to put the milkers on them. But I was going to tell you that they had this girl named Sheila, and they told her, them boys them boys are full of the devil. And so they told old Sheila that they needed some help out in the barn. If she could help them, they would appreciate it. So she come on out to the barn, and she asked them what they needed her to do. And they said, well, go over there, and we're putting the milkers on the cows, and we ain't got enough people to do it. Said, you go over and put the milkers on the cows. Well, she didn't know what they was talking about, but she went over to the cow, and the cow would switch her tail. You know, the cow is as gentle as she can be. But she, you know, cows will switch their tails. Well, every time that cow switched her tail, Sheila would jump back that way. And so I told her, I knowed what the boys was up to, but I never let on. And I told her the cow wouldn't hurt her. I said, she's just as gentle as she can be. Well, Sheila went up to her again, and the cow was stomping her foot because she was trying to, you know, there was a fly bothering her, and that's what cows will do. They'll stomp her foot. Well, she jumped back again. And so I told her, I said, now, Sheila, that cow ain't going to hurt you. I said, she's just as gentle as she can be. And I said, you go on up there and put the milkers on that cow. And she said, well, how do I do that? And she walked up there, and I said, well, you see them tits hanging down. So what you're supposed to do is put them milkers on that cow. Well, she hollered, hoo! and she jumped back and took off and run toward the house, and the boys all got a kick out of it. Well, it kind of was funny to me, too. But I told them boys, I said, y'all ought not to do that to that little old girl. And they just all laughed, and every time they would come up to a cow, they'd holler, oh! And so they kept on doing that. And so directly, I've just got one cow out there that's kind of wild. She'll kick if you're not careful, especially if she don't know you. She don't kick me no more, but she will kick somebody if she don't know her and they come up on her. Well, old Jimmy Vanderstig was down there, and he come up on that cow, and he hollered, ho! And that cow kicked him, and it was funny, but it kind of addled him for a minute, and he backed off, and all the boys got a kick out of it. And every time they'd see Jimmy, they'd holler, ho! So that's... That just shows you that what goes around comes around. But anyway, they was a lot of help to me, and they come down there. We'll see old Roscoe and Luther and Billy and old Ben. They come down of a morning, and they milked the cows and done the work and got the cows out to pasture. And then in the evening, the kids had all come, and they come every day. And I think they got a kick out of it. Really, I really think they did. But old Sheila never did come out to the barn again. She stayed in the house and helped with the housework. But the boys come out there, and they done the work for me. Now, I'm back on my feet now. I'm not getting around real good, but I can use them crutches and take my time. And I can put the milkers on them cows and milk them. And I do let one of the boys feed the calves because I can't move out of their way. You know, and like I told you, you have to stay out of a calf's way because he won't mean to, but he'll hurt you if you're not careful. So I told the boys they needed to feed the calves for a while till I got back on my feet a little better. But anyway, they helped me a whole lot. I really did appreciate it. But I think they had a good time. And we'd always, Flossie Butts would always have a good supper in the house. And she always made cookies for them. And so when they got finished with the work, they'd come to the house and they'd eat. They had a lot of sweets. They didn't eat a lot of the food, but they had a lot of the sweets And they got a big kick out of it. And I sure did appreciate the help. I didn't know people could be that good. But, I knowed that the kids liked me a little bit because I've always supported them and what they've done, you know. And I always, give to the school activities, even if I didn't. You know, they put on plays up there sometimes, and I don't really care nothing about seeing the plays usual, but I try to go and support them and buy a ticket every time, and I'll buy a ticket whether I go or not. So I think they appreciate that, and they wanted to help me, and it was a good opportunity for them. So I just wanted you to know about it. I really did appreciate it. They're going to be helping me for about another, I think, probably 2 weeks. Then I think I'll be able to take over for them. And I think they'll be glad. I think they've had a real good time, but I think they're ready for this to come to an end. And I am, too. I'm ready to get back to work. So I just wanted you to know about that, and it just kind of stored my faith in kids that if you get in a tight spot, they'll come and help you. And so I really did appreciate it. I thought you'd like to hear this story.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.